All right.
What's up? Episode 4, you alright? What's going on, shorty? You know what I mean?
That was a good one right there.
That was a good one?
Yeah.
That was better than last time,
felt
right?
Very smooth.
Because of me. Because I had to teach you last time. And
here we go.
I had to teach shorty how to do
25 seconds in? Okay.
I had to teach shorty how to do
25 seconds in. Here
handshake.
We go.
She wasn't familiar how to dap. Right? You wasn't really dapping like that.
This?
Well,
you
this
don't do dops in Trinidad?
Nah, this is universal. People do this to me like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? But I'm talking about this, you know what I mean? You know, in some countries they do this, which is the weirdest thing to me. Like say we was going in and they'll let go. Like how the soccer players do that. They just like, they don't.
I've never seen that.
Nah, people do that. I'm like, what the hell? Like, finish my dap, son. Yeah. Finish my dap. But look, because there's a couple different daps, right? Mm. There's a quick and keep it pushing. There's the like you start from here, you go here, boom. That three-step dap, that's when you know the person you're doing, they rock with you. If they do that three-step dap.
That is the same thing that you just did it the first time. It was just
no, the first fast. One, no, the first one, we don't do this part. You just clap hands like this, boom. But some people do this, like shake, like look. It's a grip, pause, shake, then close the shake. Like that's when you know somebody. Somebody did that to me the other day. I was like, facts, yeah, yeah.
Just so much just happened in like 32 seconds.
Yeah, I had to teach shorty like the rules of the dap, so the different variations of daps. It's you must know this.
I wouldn't say that you taught it to me because I knew that they existed and I knew what they were.
Right.
We made our own
and you know it seemed like you hadn't done it before. I'm just kidding, but oh, there's another variation to that too.
Is it the hug?
Yeah, the hug, like yo, but there's two variations of hugs. Like, yo, you never know. You have to have that rapport with the guy to know, all right, we go bang, you feel me? Like, sometimes yay. People do this, bow, we're going for the hug. It's like, mad.
The other one.
Like, they might, it's, the, this one is a, like a, brick, pretty much a chest bump. You can, boom, quick. Some people, going
do
with
full the full blown hug.
Nah, they do the full blown handshake with the hug. The three step with the hug, extra love.
What like what type of relationship would warrant?
Alright,
three
so,
step plus a hug.
Alright. I'm gonna take you through all the variations. Probably this little that's anybody could get that. Anybody. Like just somebody you see like say you're in school and
like an acquaintance.
Yeah, you don't gotta be cool, but little respect with that one, you know what I mean? If somebody do this and don't even grip the joint, you like, whoa, what? That's how you, all right, but this acquaintance, we're gonna say acquaintance
okay.
For the regular. The three-step joint, that's your man's, like, you know what I mean? That's your boy, y'all cool, you know what I mean? Mm. But some people don't do the three-step every day. Sometimes a three-step is like a celebration, like a celebratory handshake. Mm. You know what I mean? Y'all could disagree in the chat. Whatever. It's my opinion. But yeah, the three step is like you cool with the person. The hugs, that's when you like, yo, that's bro right there. You feel me?
So then when you're greeting your bros,
right.
Do you do the hug every time?
It depends because some of the bros, we have a handshake, extra love, you feel me? Some of the bros, yo, what's good? You know what I mean? Sometimes it ain't even a full hug, but there's just a shoulder bump. Like, all
right,
bro.
Right. I feel like I've seen a lot of the little
the shoulder, quick shoulder. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Quick little lesson.
Quick lessons, man. Hood handshakes. Or.
Quick lessons on
hood handshakes. Fast.
Okay, so we have two options for our episode name. Finish my dap.
Finish my dap? No, it was another thing you said. It was something similar. It was funnier than that, though.
We'll listen back.
Yeah, we'll listen back. Yeah.
And then quick lessons on hood handshake.
Facts.
That's a funny one.
Yeah, y'all sure. Welcome. I'm sure some of y'all know that, but some of y'all that don't, always close to that, please. Don't just slap people's hands out here.
Well, welcome back.
Welcome back, man. It's episode 4. Amen.
Faux for faux. Wow, the 4 for 4 at Wendy's.
Clutch.
Used to slap.
Clutch. You feel me?
I haven't had it in like 3 years.
Yeah, for real?
Yeah.
You don't be at Wendy's? Well, if you go to Wendy's, you probably get, well, you used to get the chicken sandwich. You don't eat the chicken no more, but that started being a thing. Wendy's chicken sandwich was pretty underrated, don't you think?
It's so good.
I feel like they slacking now, though. Like, I
haven't had it, so I don't know.
Yeah, fast food ain't what it used to be, guys. Like, they're just trying to cut costs and cut, like, expenses and raise the prices for the customers. It's crazy, but yeah, it is. But we shouldn't really be in that no way, for real.
Well, you know what to do. Facts. Join me.
Yeah, all right. On the light side.
I was going to say the dark side, but it's actually the light side.
Yeah, it probably would be the lighter side, for sure. Plant-based.
I'm trying to get Jeremy to give up meat, and he's just holding on.
yo, watch your speech out here, shorty. Listen, plant-based protein.
I'm trying to get Jeremy to give up chicken, beef, and pork. Is that better?
No, beef is also... Look. She trying to get me to go plant-based
and
give up the other stuff.
Do it.
Are you crazy?
He's like, yeah, no, I probably wouldn't give up the other stuff. Like, I don't see myself.
No. I said I wouldn't be 100%. Like, you gotta.
But what is the holdback?
The 10%?
What is the holdback?
The holdback is I don't like vegan ice cream. You know what I'm saying? So I can't be fully plant-based because I don't like that nasty ice cream.
Apart from ice cream.
Sometimes I might want a chicken wing. I don't know.
But the chicken wing isn't good for you.
Right, but you know, everything in moderation. If I'm eating 90% plant-based, your boy can get a chicken wing once a month or so, right? I don't think that's the worst thing in the world. Everything in moderation, you know what I mean?
Okay. Well, it's episode 4. Bro, we made it through another week.
Thanks for stopping by. Listen. Don't forget to watch on YouTube, Don't Believe the Hype Podcast. So, we got our last episode up. Please go like and subscribe. We got some nice little views, so keep watching. We pushing that content out for you. Be on the lookout for our couples vlogging YouTube channel coming very, very soon. Just be on
the
lookout.
That's an exclusive, because we actually didn't tell anybody.
But we haven't told anybody, so I just let the cat out the bag.
You did.
You know that saying?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a nice saying, I feel.
Well, but like, cat in the box.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Because cats usually don't be in bags like that.
Why is the cat in the box? Question of the day.
Facts.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put our first episode out on YouTube. That was cool.
Mm-hmm,
not going to lie, we did have some struggles.
Right.
With that, but hopefully as the weeks go by, it'll become way easier.
We're getting better, yeah. We're getting better every week.
We are gonna have our own like personal videos coming out soon.
Right.
And just welcome back. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for coming back, man.
We have some things to talk about.
For sure.
But how was your week before we start?
The week wasn't a bad week.
Any crazy work stories? Or not today.
Crazy work stories. This guy came in the store yesterday. It wasn't anything crazy. He was just high off something, and he was saying he wanted us to unlock the phone. And all my coworkers except for one. There's only two of us that are in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
So my coworker, she was talking to him like, "Sir, no, we don't do the unlocking."
In Spanish?
No, in English. I'm about to say in regular.
In regular.
But he started trying to be funny when he started saying it in Spanish, like, he tried to speak Spanish. He was like, "Oh, uno, ocho, cero, cero." And then he was like, "Something, something, something." Like, cause you know how, like, cause she was telling him to call customer service. Yeah. So he was saying, "Oh, it's not only 611, it's 1-800 something, something, something." But he tried to say the numbers in Spanish because she was Spanish. Yo, these
That's
people
crazy.
Are on real bad stuff. But other than that, pretty cool. What about you, your first week back?
Yeah.
Full week?
It was cool. Just training. Mm-hmm. A lot of meetings. A lot of manual labor, trying to unpack boxes, set up your classroom, you know, that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it was cool.
Okay.
No complaints. Just, the only thing is, like, you know, your body has to, like, get used to, like, being up and going on the train and steps and walking and stairs and all that stuff. But, this weekend I did feel it. I was like, yo, I am drained.
Listen, yeah, you bet.
But I'll get used to it.
All right, well, that's good. The kids will be back soon, so y'all gotta get the classroom ready.
Yeah. So ready to jump into our first topic of today?
For sure. And we're gonna have a question for the viewers. Very important. We need y'all input.
Yeah. Talk about it.
All right, so former NBA star Shannon Briggs. Shannon Briggs, he played for the Lakers, the Suns.
Briggs is his last name?
I'm bugging. Shannon Brown.
I was like, hold on a second.
There is a Shannon Briggs. I think he's a boxer, low key. But anyway.
You have to tighten that.
Yeah.
Shannon Brown. This guy talking about
Shannon Brown.
That's when you have like too many NBA names in your brain. You mix them up, right?
There is a Shannon Briggs out there somewhere. Mm. And I think he's an athlete for the most part.
There you go.
Actually, I think it's a boxer from Brownsville, a boxer from Brownsville. Anyway, so Shannon Brown, he was formerly an NBA player, played with Lakers, played with Kobe, rest in peace Kobe, played for the Suns. He played for a good amount of teams, had a decent career. He was known for his jumping ability. Like, this guy, when people say jump out the gym, it's this guy. And what made it even more amazing, he wasn't the tallest guy, but you could just see, like, the difference in ability. But anyway, he was with the singer Monica for years. They got kids and all that. And they recently...
did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Monica.
I know who Monica is. I just didn't know that they were together.
Yeah, so that was her man's.
Wow.
That was her husband.
Is the song about Lala?
What do you mean? Why? What song is about Lala?
The song that she sang with Brandy. The Boy's Mine?
Why would it be Lala? Are you talking about Carmelo? I think Brittany... you think Shannon Brown is Carmelo Anthony? Yo, shorty. Come on, Shannon. What are we doing here? I'm like, Lala?
Yo, Jeremy, I swear to you.
Is it
this
me?
This whole time, I thought that Shannon Brown
was Carmelo. Yo, shorty is bugged out for that.
Yo, what?
Are you nuts?
Wait, so Shannon Brown.
This is probably someone you wouldn't know. Not to say he wasn't like good or anything, but he wasn't a star like that. So he wasn't a star like Carmelo and Kobe and Dwayne Wade and Brown. So he wasn't in those names.
Yo, oh, Jeremy, this whole time.
And that song is mad old, though.
Yeah.
Yo, where you head at?
Nah, that's actually hilarious.
Did you eat today? What you ate today? Breakfast. Yeah, you ate them tofu eggs, huh?
Scrambled tofu.
Oh, see, it ain't...
Nah.
Is it nourishing?
Nah, I really...
Nah, sure.
But that's kind of like the same thing with the basketball players, but we don't need to get
into it. Right. She also thought... Michael Jordan. She thought Michael Jordan was Shaq. So he thought Shaq was my MJ. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay, nah. Let's rewind. Let's go back.
This is why I make the Trinidad jokes and she be getting tight. This is exactly why. But anyway, we getting back.
No, that's gonna be weird. Wait, okay, so Shannon Brown, right?
He married to the singer Monica.
Are they still married?
I think they got a divorce. I know they're not together. Don't quote me on the divorce. I don't want to put that out there.
Okay.
They're not together. Let's just say that. Boom. So he's recently been spotted. He's been playing in this, Ice Cube has a 3-on-3 basketball league for, you know, retired players and some other, like, maybe overseas players or whatever.
Did you really? Drew League?
No. The Drew League is actually a part of the NBA. It's the, they call it the Farm League, where you, you know, you send the players that's not ready to play in the NBA yet. So the Drew, no, I'm thinking of the D League. My fault. It's so many leagues. My bad. The Drew League.
Yo, boy, gotta be watching basketball. Like, it's just like too much.
But the Drew League is not really on TV like that. But the Drew League is just, how the hell do you even know about the Drew League? Like, what are you talking about? Anyway, so who you following on? Who the hell are you following on Instagram, Shaq?
Yeah.
We found out she following Carmelo playing in the Drew League. But
first of all, Drake has a line.
Alright, check.
That says Drew League in it. And when I asked you, what does that mean? You told me.
Yeah, so the Drew League is just like a really competitive tournament that some NBA players and like overseas guys, they play in it. So it's competitive.
When they retired.
No. That they do that now. Like Harden will be on the team right now playing stuff like that. Like current players. Anyway.
Woo.
Damn, we just we damn.
Okay. Also, like, I feel like you just got another, like, I had one point for the Carmelo Shawn and Brown mix up.
Yeah.
And you just got one for messing up the Drew League, by the way.
Okay, cool. So Shannon is a part of the three-on-three league owned by Ice Cube, or whatever, founded by Ice Cube. So he's recently been seen in the blogs a little overweight. Now, I ain't nobody talk about no overweight because your boy didn't gain some pounds since COVID. I know, we in the gym, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. But it's just for an athlete, and then, you know, obviously people are going to attribute the weight gain to freaking the breakup, because I don't think the breakup was that long ago, you know what I'm saying? So our question to you today is, I'll ask you first and then the viewers can put in the comments. What advice would you give somebody going through a breakup so they wouldn't lose themselves? And
well, first of all, before like even get into advice, when I was looking at the post, people were saying things like, yo, like, why are y'all even on here, like, talking about this guy's weight and doing all that? Because you remember the Chadwick stuff.
Right. Facts.
Remember when those pictures of Chadwick came out and people were like, holy crap, like, he looks crazy.
Yeah.
And then we found out that he had cancer and then he ended up dying, right?
Facts.
So, like, the fact that, like, you haven't seen someone for a little while, I don't know if you've been seeing him around.
Nah, he's
been,
not
like, low-key.
Yeah.
And then pictures of him show up and then he's looking like that. It's just, like,
your
first, like,
instinct is to freaking comment on
him and be like, yo, what's really going on?
Maybe, not to disagree with you, but maybe they're basing it off the last time they seen him with old girl, which is probably why they're assuming it's because of that. It could be that too, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I mean, my first advice for like somebody that's like not a celebrity, because what I was gonna say is my first piece of advice would be to just like come off of social media.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know if he could do that as like a,
right, well, he's a public figure, so, he's old. Not to say he's on social media, but somebody's going to put him on there taking pictures. He's in the 3-on-3 league, people are taking pictures, so he's going to be seen.
No, not, I mean, like, pictures of him being on social media.
You mean him being active?
I mean, like, him, yeah. Like,
oh, okay,
for himself, like, being on there and, like, reading stuff, looking at pictures, looking at comments, like, that whole thing. I feel like being actively in that would kind of, like, mess up his his mental
definitely could.
And like people do, like, you know how like the cliche like self-care kind of like thing, but you truly have to practice
self-care is very important.
And then he should be like in the gym working out if he's like playing and that kind of stuff.
Right,
but working out isn't always like the self-care that you need
for yourself. It's not everybody's answer.
Right, like, he could be working out, but that's doing nothing for him, you know? So, social media, if he could, and then maybe just, like, stay, like, doing stuff for himself so that he could, like, feel better mentally for this.
Yeah, that could go for everybody, right?
Yeah. You have advice for him?
For him personally, no, not really.
Advice for people going through a breakup?
Well, one thing I would say is to stay busy, because you know, first off, everybody takes things differently. One person's mental breakdown is not the other's, you know what I'm saying? So, but staying busy and keeping your mind occupied and not, you know, focused on, you know, the negative, you know, events that
that's a good
took
one.
Place, I would definitely say stay busy as possible.
Well, because I'm sure he's busy.
Well, you can't be sure. That's the thing.
What if he's a celebrity working out, playing basketball?
But that, I don't know. Maybe he's not working out. That's why he's his weight. Maybe he's not, like, motivated to be in the gym because his girl is he's not with his girl no more and the kids. But, yeah, man. Shout out to Shannon Brown. That's all the advice you have? Like, what if it was, like, a girl? Like, a, like one of your girls?
I would say the same thing. Stay off of social media.
Block that boy!
So that you don't see anything.
What happened to that boy?
Stop. Are you gonna go again as soon as I start?
I was trying to think of the lyrics, but I can't.
No, I would tell them to definitely stay off of social media so that they don't see anything or like see friends of that person on there. And just really, yeah, stay busy is a good one because once you like doing stuff, like your mind doesn't have the time to just dwell. And just find some time to do what makes you happy. It doesn't have to be going to the gym. Like people are like, oh, like. Snap back, like, body, like, no, like, you could literally just be yourself.
Right, because that's cap a lot of the times, too, because just because, like, what it is, especially with women, they're all like, I lost myself in a relationship, which maybe some of them did, right? Like, oh, no, I'm single, I can go to the, like, you could have been went to the gym, shorty, like, shorty could have been in the gym. That might have been one of the reasons why things could have got sour. Who knows? But they love to be like, oh, let me go get my Gymshark apparel and look cute in the gym. You feel me? Like to try to get back at the guy. That's all that is. But shout out to the women that's doing that and the women that's really doing it because they need it. You know what I mean? Shout out to all y'all, whatever. To each his own. I'm worried about the one on the left. Like,
we could
Man, so much hair. All over the place.
It's like a cat.
Maybe it's the I see you you laid your joints down today. Shorty laid the baby hairs down. Not really?
No.
I see a swoop there. And the sideburns is the side
sideburns?
The sideburns got a nice little
swoop
curl resemblance of somebody that we may know. Or may not see in New York. You know how they got the curtains on this.
Guys, so dumb. Anyway.
Anywho.
Yeah, but like, what is your advice for someone that is going through a breakup? Could be a friend, stranger.
Right, let us know what y'all think.
What have you done?
Better question. Let's make it personal because y'all are viewers. We rock with y'all. Y'all rock with us. I like that.
And
question.
Also, no
question.
Judgment, because there's some people that do some crazy stuff.
Right.
Like,
I mean.
Oh, you saying judgment?
No. Like, do y'all thing. We ain't judging you. Like, hey, listen. We love the honesty.
Yeah.
You know, we love the honesty. If you had to go knock a couple joints down after old girl broke your heart, that's what it is. You mean? And if old girl had to go do what she had to do, you know, shout out to Shawty.
So tell us, right? And we can see, we can reply.
Yeah, facts. Tell us your stories if it's not too personal, you know, if you don't mind. But yeah.
Another thing too that happened this past week is, well, your boy, is Kanye your boy?
I mean, Kanye's my boy, yeah.
Okay, your boy had an album release party.
Shout out.
In Atlanta?
Yeah, it was in ATL. Yep.
Why though? That's strange.
Well, usually, like, it is kind of strange. Because usually an album release is, like, in a studio. And
I was going to say, like, why would it be in Atlanta if it's named after his mother and they're
from Chicago.
Chicago?
Oh, that's who Donda is?
Yeah, his mother.
Oh, I literally was wondering what did that mean?
Donda's his mother's name.
Oh, that's fire. Shout out. Oh, so you know He coming with that fire. He really about to send a message. He trying to send a message to Drizzy. Nobody's talking about that, but yeah, he's
what
trying
message?
To. He's trying to be like, yo, I'm here with it, because a lot of these rappers, I don't even know why I keep doing this, like I'm saying something bad important or like, yo. But a lot of these rappers, they waiting for Drake to drop so they can drop their music, because they know, like.
But I feel like nobody's really rocking with Kanye.
People love Kanye. Don't
like,
let the blogs fool
you. Like, if
you
had to like choose like which album you would like buy with your last $10,
right?
Between Drake and Kanye, which one are you buying?
I'm gonna buy the Drake joint.
Exactly.
But that don't mean a lot of people won't buy the Kanye. Trust
yeah,
me.
I guess.
But usually the album releases like at a club or a little venue, or you know.
He's a very
you know, he's pushing the limits. Yeah, he likes to push the limits. So this was in a stadium or an arena, whatever. And of course, we got one of these pranksters. You know, this happens often. It's not the first time this happened. I've seen a video like this. But this guy, I don't know his YouTube name or his YouTube channel, but he snuck in the concert by photoshopping a picture. He went over there, took the picture of the little flyer or whatever. Mm-hmm. He said he went back to his car. I don't know. He had to go back to the crib. He said he went back to the car.
No, oh, I don't know what he said.
But listen, anyway, long story short, he came back with the joint on his leg. Like, it looked like he was an official camera person. And he just sneaks in, like.
Just walks in.
And it's impressive, but it's actually kind of scary, too. Because, like, what if somebody wanted to hurt Kanye and just because they were wearing a freaking crew outfit?
When I heard it, I didn't think it was impressive. I was just like, that's actually very dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
Because, let's say, God forbid, he was, like, a bomber.
Facts.
Like, you basically in, you could do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's actually scary. I didn't go that extreme, but like, you're right. It could be something crazy. That's a big gathering of people.
Exactly. Celebs.
And these things have happened. You know, remember what happened in Las Vegas I think it was a country festival, and the guy started opening fire. This was like maybe 4 years ago.
There's so many different situations where that has happened. Right?
Yeah, this guy
like,
went crazy.
You probably don't know this, but there was one time there was a concert, in an Ariana Grande concert in like Manchester or something, and there was a bomber. And Ariana Grande has like a younger audience too as well, and there was like
they caught the
teenagers in there. I feel like
I heard the story. But yeah, it's actually very, very, you know, that's a security breach.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Yeah, but.
And he obviously, like, it's like, now if you make a video of it and you put it on YouTube, so many people are going to now get
try
ideas.
Try it, yeah, facts. And I'm sure he got the idea from somebody, because I saw somebody sneak into the Super Bowl with a ladder. They just had a ladder. Like, but, you know. At least they're not, we know they're not doing it for bad, but you could be influencing somebody to try something.
To try it and see how far they can get.
Yeah, so that might not be the best idea. And it's technically trespassing.
Right.
And then they're on YouTube. Like,
so he probably might be in trouble for real.
You know, I don't know. White man, they could do anything. I don't think he'd be in trouble.
Yeah,
man.
People were saying that. Like,
if it was a black, they'd be like, yo! Get the
arrested.
SWAT team! Yeah, it would have been, yo, guns are blazing at the guy crib. Like, whoa, bro, I just wanted to see Kanye.
Yeah, for sure. But, like, I didn't find that was cool at all. Mm. And, like, please, like, we don't need, like, more of those people getting crazy ideas, wanting to do stuff just for fun, just to see how far they can go. Like, that is not okay.
Yeah.
But speaking of police, wow, that looked good.
A nice transition.
Segue, there's another video of, well, honestly, at this point, I'm trying not to, like, watch those kinds of videos.
Yeah, but it's almost hard to, like, not see it because it's everywhere all the time.
Nah.
If you're on Instagram.
Nah, you don't have to watch it.
Well, not watch it, but you know something else happened, you know what I mean?
But that's okay. Yeah. Like, something else happened, cool. Like, I don't have to read the article or, like, watch the video.
Right.
What I did see, though, was this police officer stopped a guy. Mm-hmm. I guess they didn't know the guy was recording,
Well, it looked like it was two guys in the car because the guy I was recording was in the passenger, and through the mirror or through the camera, the video, you can see that they, like the other officer, I think he was talking to maybe the
someone
driver.
Yeah, yeah. In the video clip, the police officer puts a glove on, I think, takes a bag, tosses it in the back seat of the
in
of their car.
Freaking insane, yo.
My question is, what the hell is going on?
Like
literally, Jeremy, what the hell is going on?
Like, you want to put somebody in jail that bad that you, like, planned evidence, this is not anything new. Like, they've been planning guns and drugs on people for God knows how long. But it's just like, you want somebody in jail that bad? Like, do y'all have to get y'all stats up? How does it work? Why do you need to arrest someone that bad that you have to plant evidence? It's not like these two guys were freaking El Chapo and you're trying to, you know, get him in on any little offense. These are freaking regular people.
I feel like it was like somebody that had a good social media following, though. I don't think it was just
it?
Like a normal person. Yeah, you could go back and check.
I gotta check
like
that.
Like a comedian.
Really?
Like
Yeah. Okay, maybe. Okay, so maybe. But you still shouldn't be doing that regardless.
No.
That's crazy.
And so on the video, they have the face of the person who did it.
Mm-hmm.
I think he should just lose his job.
It should be automatic. It should be automatic termination. Like, no benefits, no pension, no nothing. You literally broke the oath.
Right.
On camera, and he didn't know what was so funny. He didn't know the kid was recording because he was like recording. Was it through the rear view mirror? Or was the GZ have the selfie camera on?
I feel like it, I don't think it was through the mirror. Like,
oh, selfie camera?
Maybe we have to go back and check.
Right.
But like, we have your face. We know who you are. Like, you should be fine.
Like, it should be automatic termination. That behavior should not be tolerated at all.
Right.
Because not only are you're doing two things illegal, like you're falsely accusing somebody of having this, and then the second thing is you're putting it in there. Like, first off, where did you get it? Why do you even, you know, why do you have that?
Have it on,
you,
ready to use
it on any little traffic stop? That's, yo, it's so insane.
Yeah, I know that.
Because that could happen to anybody.
These police videos that keep coming out,
they just like keep getting worse, right?
Just like remind me that like the people that are in charge of justice and like peace are doing what they're supposed to do.
Of course not.
And it's the same thing when we were talking about the video with the lady that the guy punched in the neck.
Right.
What's going on?
But what it is, you know, it's bigger than these police officers. Not to say they're right, but it's past them. It's private prisons. They need, there's a bunch of private prisons amongst the U.S. They need bodies in those prisons to make money. So this is a trickle-down effect. And of course, the bottom line is money.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, you know, I don't know if this specific incident was like specific for the private prison system, but it plays a factor on the commissioner to the chiefs in the precinct. They're on you like, yo, you gotta make sure y'all arresting these people, because
that's crazy.
Yeah, it's a whole,
but
it's a whole system.
People that are actually doing wrong things, though, like, not if there's not to say that there's not people out here doing wrong.
Right, there's a bunch of people
doing
wrong things.
You cannot find the people to arrest.
But
there's people out here that you could arrest that's doing the wrong thing.
Yeah,
like, actually do your job and arrest, right?
Yeah, sorry.
So you need some more time?
Yeah, I'm good for now.
Actually arrest the people that are doing the wrong things.
Right, but, you know, that takes work. It takes no work to pull somebody over. Look how the cop lied on me. The cop lied on me. Good old Jay Ram. I don't do nothing out here. He pulled me over. It was my fault. I made an illegal left turn. I've never been on that street before, so I wasn't familiar with the signs, and I didn't see the signs.
Well, just to be clear, the sign was like
the sign
bad,
was
like,
yeah. It was like propped up against the stoplight, so it was hard to see from the left lane where I made the turn at. But anyway, They pull me over. I didn't notice until I'm like halfway down the block. I'm like, I didn't even, you know, sometimes when you see police lights, it doesn't always mean it's for you. Like, obviously, if they're behind you, like, oh God, is it for me or what? But if you ever been on that avenue, Jamaica Avenue, Jamaica Queens, it's a crazy avenue. There's police sirens all day, police and ambulance all day. So you don't know. I didn't know if it was for me or not. So I'm like driving, trying to, and I didn't, like, I don't know. You know, once I did notice it was for me, I pulled, I took a right and I pulled over to the left right there. Like, I'm not trying to take y'all on no wild goose chase. Long story short, my phone is on my lap. He pulls me over for the left, the illegal left turn. Says, oh, and you're operating the electric device while, you know, operating the vehicle, da 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 da. Lied on me. Even came back and gave me the ticket. It was like, even when I came up to the car, your phone was in your hand. Like, he told me my phone was in my hand as he came to the car. A dark device. So I'm keeping a dark device with these white police officers just trigger happy. Like, come on, bro. These people are lying out their teeth. And of course, sorry to go into my little spiel here, but it's just like, so frustrating because it's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah.
It's actually insane. And you can, for you guys that don't know, you can request the body cam footage. There's a department called the FOIL department, F-O-I-L. I forgot what it stands for, but and you can request the body cam footage. I was denied the request, and
with no explanation.
The explanation was some nonsense talking about, oh, it can mess up the investigation or some bullshit like that.
That just doesn't make sense.
I'm trying to solve the investigation. How the hell am I gonna mess the investigation up? I'm trying to say, listen, your boy was lying.
Right.
Let me show y'all.
Right.
And case closed.
Yeah, and they're saying that because they probably did see it already,
Or they probably know that these motherfucking cops be lying. You feel me? So probably, unless it's something like OD serious where it ended in a fatal accident, thank God it didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Unless it's something fatal where, yo, there's no reason to hide the footage, then, you know.
You just be like, nah, you can't get it.
So now I can't go to the court and represent myself and have the judge believe me over the officer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But then I'm looking at the paperwork, because when I filed for the request, I requested the footage, I looked back at the ticket. I was so upset that day, I didn't even look at the ticket. I looked back at the ticket, he gives me another ticket, which he didn't mention. I forgot the name, the whatever the phrase of the ticket, but it was basically for not pulling over right away.
The failure to yield?
Failure to yield. Bro, did I take you on a chase? Like, what does that even mean? Yo, oh my God. Like, just thinking about it right now is so frustrating because they're literally ruining people's lives. Not ruining, but you're affecting people's lives by giving them a ticket that'll give them points on their license that in turn
could
increase your insurance. Like, what are y'all doing?
I thought you were going to say that could potentially, like, result in like a warrant, right? Because
if you don't pay the ticket and if you don't go to court, it will be a warrant out for your arrest over some bullshit. So make sure y'all keep it up. My court
is like,
it's a cycle. And I was even thinking that not only with the jails but the insurance. You think the insurance companies and the law enforcement aren't in bed? It just makes sense. It literally just makes sense. This whole place is rigged, bro. Whole place. But I feel bad for those guys that, you know.
Well, they got off.
Oh, okay, good.
Because clearly.
Did we hear anything about the police officer?
I haven't heard anything just yet.
I want to fire.
I 100% agree that he needs to lose his job. Like, bro, like, we see you, like, what you're doing. And that's like, you should 100% just be fired.
Yeah, that should be fired. And you should be, like, condemned. Like, that's the thing. We're canceling the wrong people these days. We're canceling anybody that is accused of some nonsense. Anything. Cancel. But we're not canceling the blatant breaking of the law. We're not doing that. You know what I'm saying? We're not canceling people like Alexis Sky that you just told me about. Sorry to change the subject, but that's still crazy to me. Because for years, what has it been, like 3-4 years?
Yeah, maybe almost probably 5 even. Nah, she's not that big.
Like 4?
Yeah, let's say 3-4.
Brittany just informed me about, like, what was it, last weekend? Oh yeah, it was after we shot the podcast, we went to dinner. Mm-hmm. What's that place called?
L&B
Spumoni?
Spumoni.
Yeah, shout out to L&B Spumoni, man. They got good pizza.
Let me get some.
Facts. Are you serious?
Yeah, let's get.
Anyway, we're gonna have to end this short, but no, I'm just kidding. But you just informed me that Alexis Sky's baby father isn't Fetty Wap. And that literally blew my mind, guys, because I remember her like thrashing him in the media and saying she don't have no help and the daughter has a disability that we know. Yep. But it's just like, yo, are you serious? All this, and like she knew she was having sexual relations with 2 men and decided like, all right, Fetty's the up one, so
yeah,
he'll take this responsibility, probably hoping that it actually was his.
Right.
Like people like that should be canceled.
Right. I feel like you shouldn't like be like that just distracted me. Sorry. That's so crazy. No, I feel like if you aren't sure, mm-hmm. you can't like go out on a limb and be like, like
and
years.
Making us think about it.
Like you can't do that if you're not sure.
Is that not insanity? Like literally.
She's not canceled.
She should be flamed for life. And of course, females are still probably buying whatever she's selling. You know, these girls selling push-up bras and bustiers and panties and shit. Like, you know, shout out
what
to y'all.
What the hell is a bustier?
I thought that was what you call that thing. They tie it. It, like, sinks in the hips. I mean, the ribs or whatever.
The waist trainer.
The Gucci man, like,
waist
doing
trainer.
That. Yeah, that's what they, oh. I think the bustier is like the old time. Mm. Yeah, but it's crazy. That's the people they should be canceling. But accountability is at an all time low these days. It's just crazy. It's just crazy out here. It's crazy out here, B. Damn, I was trying to get the nice Jay-Z voice. That wasn't
try it again.
Hey,
damn. Hey,
B. You know, it's Jigga. Hey, B. You think he calls her B in the crib?
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like I'm sweating crazy right now.
No, you're not sweating. Okay. But you might look a little greasy.
Wow, yeah. I got oily skin, y'all. My fault. I got oily skin. But anyway.
I'm probably looking greasy, too. I don't know. But,
Now you're looking nice. Thanks. Bye.
Me.
Damn! Ah! Anyway.
You're gonna have to watch the video to see what
see the BS, man.
For the past 5 seconds.
Facts.
But anyway, we wanna end this podcast. Whoa, this podcast went by like very fast.
You think so? I feel like we've been recording for like an hour at least.
Oh yeah?
The time died. Like, I mean, went out happened? Like, yeah, that's a waste.
Yeah.
I kinda should've did what I was doing. You know?
Yeah,
sorry. She should die. Took short suggestion, man.
Next time, you're living alone, okay? Anyway, I was gonna say, we're gonna end the podcast today. You guys have been, like, really, like, commenting on our stuff.
We appreciate it.
Not as much.
Word. Keep commenting, yo. Like, come on.
Don't make me have to send it to you directly.
Facts. We will be annoying. We will be annoying.
So, you guys have been commenting on our stuff. Yeah. You commented on the Frontier versus Spirit stuff.
Facts.
You commented on the... What was the other one?
I wanted more women to comment on the flight attendant, but you know, I guess I made valid points in the video.
Whatever. What was the... And there was one other
the
one,
The one
too.
Just now. What was the last one?
The Frontier one.
Was that the last one?
Oh, the nail polish.
Oh, yes.
Woo! Thank God for... Anyway.
Ha! Good one.
No, I'm saying it for myself.
Oh, I thought she tried to come at me.
No, I'm saying it for myself.
She be coming at my neck sometimes, you mean? But anyway.
Yeah, so comment on this one. This one is a little bit interesting. Because, okay, so the question is, right? Mm-hmm. Would you allow your friends... Mm-hmm. Well, you can't allow your friends to do anything because they're adults. But how would you feel...
Did you just come up with this question?
No, this was on... social media.
We talked about this?
Yes.
Okay. I don't remember, so keep going. Sorry.
So the question is, how would you feel if your friends remained friends with your ex?
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Whew. Dang, like, whoa.
Oh, I thought she was just going off the cuff, like, damn, okay.
We talked about all the things beforehand, so he just had
it. It must have been like a little quick thing, wasn't very long, wasn't extensive.
Anyway, how would you feel if your friends remained friends with your ex after y'all broke up?
They were friends only because I was with... No, stop that. Were they friends only because we were in a relationship?
Yes.
Or were they friends before?
Oh, good one, because that was going to be my next...
Your follow-up joke?
Yeah, dang it!
Yeah, you got it, okay. Oh, you should have let me know that. Okay.
Hopefully you guys didn't. Let's do one scenario.
All right. So first scenario,
one,
that they didn't know them, right? Yeah.
It's
clip. Like boom, clip. Unless it was like some business shit going. Like y'all had, like somehow there was a business that formed with the friendship, and now they're not together. Like we can't let business stop. But as far as like a stupid little friendship that only got created because of this, you know, I don't think. You gotta follow protocol. And protocol is, once he dead shorty, I dead shorty. Most likely, I deaded shorty before him. You feel me? Because I probably was telling like, yo, son, shorty ain't right type shit. You feel me?
Okay.
Now, I'm just capping. But
so what about if they were friends from before?
If they were friends from before, damn, it's like, you would feel a way, but you would be wrong. You would be wrong to expect. Unless somebody completely violated.
Right.
Unless it was some complete violation where there's no coming
complete
back.
Complete violation where you shouldn't even want to be friends with somebody that's
exactly.
doing that.
I don't even be, like, but anyway. I was going to say, like, I don't want to be friendly with my friends' girls anyway. Like, obviously over time you develop a little friend, a little knowing shit. You feel me? Like, you know, we cool. But... like, I ain't trying to be, you know, some people have that dynamic.
Yeah.
Like, I never was that invested in my friend's relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But, unless it was something catastrophic where, then, yeah, you can't expect them not to be friends if, you know.
Right. Well, I agree with what you said.
Yeah.
I feel like I have, like, major, like, loyalties to my friend. Mm-hmm. So, like, it doesn't even have to be, like, relationship stuff. Like, if my friend is like, well, I guess that's kind of like a relationship. Like,
no, but
not
like, let's just say it's a relationship. Like, maybe two girls, and you met the friend after. You ain't rocking with the girl if she crossed your friend in any hell, right?
Yeah, no. Like, I will 100% unfollow. Trash. Don't have to speak to you or see you. Like, and it's interesting too. I'm not gonna say like who it is, but I've had a friend that had a boyfriend and they broke up because of some infidelity.
It's not infidelity if like they're not married, right?
Is it?
I think that's
infidelity
actually...
is reserved for marriage?
I thought so.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And I was like, weird, okay. Unfollow.
Yeah, automatically.
All
should
that
be...
stuff, right? But then the same person ended up like being cordial with the ex.
Right, but no, you still don't have, it don't matter, like, okay, he violated, y'all wasn't friends in the first place to
right.
be, you feel me? Like, so,
no, but I'm saying, like, even if y'all make back and y'all are cool, like,
yeah, I'm not gonna be cool with you.
Because you just,
unless they kind of had a relationship, if they get back together, I guess.
Nah, but that can't be playing that game with y'all.
Right.
The unfollow.
Oh, yeah, nah, stay unfollow.
I'm not playing that game with y'all.
Yeah, stay unfollow.
Yeah, but our question for today is, how would you feel if your friend remains friends with your ex after y'all have broken up?
Right, do you feel like that's okay or not?
You could tell us based on the two scenarios that we talked about, like
right.
if they were friends because of you or if they were friends
before. Right,
because I feel like that does kind of make a slight difference.
Yeah, if they were friends before, there's, you know, it's a different variable. Like, you know, you gotta, it depends.
Right, but yeah, I'm thinking like, Yeah, I want to hear what y'all say. And that is our question for today. So yes. Comment, send it to a friend.
Please share it, please.
And
please. Yo, share your friend's thing. My friend's been, like, I had a couple people that's really been like, I'm like, wow, man, I appreciate. Shout out to my boy Adzil. He always shares, like, he's a big person that shares his friend's things. Like, I'm always seeing him promote businesses.
And OC commenting.
Shout out to my boy OC, been commenting. He posted
it. Is OC a day one? OC, in our relationship?
OC, you're a day one, bro. He is a day one. He has a special place.
Tell the people why OC is a day one.
I think we told them, no?
Did they?
OC is a day one because no, we probably didn't tell. I always say my friend. I probably never use his name. But OC was there the day that I approached Brittany. So, and he was, like, we were both walking around on campus looking to speak to
scholars. Young scholars
at Brooklyn College.
They were looking for girls.
We're looking for young scholars at Brooklyn College. Listen, only the scholars. You understand?
Jeremy and OC were looking for girls.
We were looking for scholars. And we're very intelligent young men. We needed very intelligent women. But yeah, that's why he's a day one. But guys, please like, share, subscribe. We have the YouTube up. Like it up on Instagram, dbth.podcast on Instagram. Don't believe the hype on YouTube. And yeah, man, just keep rocking with us. We appreciate the love, man. We'll be back soon.
Peace. We're gonna get some pizza, you guys.
Wow. Damn. Okay, let me do the peace again, though. I feel like that's... Are we both doing the peace thing?
Yeah. I feel like just in.
What? That's corny.
All right.
And she probably was going to leave me on the piece, but...
See you guys.
Peace.